brought to you by Penguin.
Our House is on Fire by Malena and Beata Ernman, Svante and Greta Thunberg, read by Maya Lind. This could have been my story, an autobiography of sorts, had I been so inclined. But autobiographies don't really interest me. There are other, more important things. This story was written by Svante and me, together with our daughters. It's about the crisis that struck our family. It's about Greta and Beata. But above all, it's about the crisis that surrounds and affects us all. The one we humans have created through our way of life. Beyond sustainability, divorced from nature, to which we all belong. Some call it overconsumption. Others call it a climate crisis. The vast majority seem to think that this crisis is happening somewhere far away from here, and that it won't affect us for a very long time yet. But that's not true. Because it's already here, and it's happening around us all the time, in so many different ways. At the breakfast table, in school corridors, along streets, in houses and apartments. In the trees outside your window, in the wind that ruffles your hair. Perhaps some of the things that Svante and I, along with the children, decided to share here, after considerable deliberation, should have been saved for later. Once we had more distance. Not for our sake, but for yours. No doubt this would have been perceived as more acceptable, a bit more agreeable. But we don't have that kind of time. To have a fighting chance, we have to put this crisis in the spotlight right now. A few days before this book was first published in Sweden in August 2018, our daughter Greta Thunberg sat down outside the Swedish Parliament and began a school strike for the climate. A strike that is still going on today, on Mynttorget in the Old Town in Stockholm, and in many other places around the world. Since then, a lot has changed, both for her and for us as a family. Some days, it's almost like a fairy tale, a saga. But that's a story for another book. This story is about the road to Greta's school strike, the road to the 20th of August, 2018. Malena Ernman, November 2018. P.S. Before this book was published, we announced that any money we might earn from it would go to Greenpeace, the World Wildlife Fund, and other non-profit organizations through a foundation we've set up. And that's how it is, because that's what Greta and Beata have decided. Part 1. Behind the Curtain. Elegy. For the day wears on. The sun will die at 7. Speak up, experts on darkness. Who will brighten us now? Who turns on a western backlight? Who dreams an eastern dream? Someone, anyone, bring a lantern. Preferably you. Werner Aspenström. Scene 1. One last night at the opera. It's places, everyone. The orchestra tune their instruments one last time, and the lights go down in the hall. I'm standing next to the conductor, Jean-Christophe Spinosi. We're just about to walk through the stage door and take our positions. Everyone is happy tonight. It's the final performance, and tomorrow we all get to go home to our loved ones, or on to the next job. Home to France, Italy, and Spain. Home to Oslo and Copenhagen. On to Berlin, London, and New York. The last few performances have felt...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?